Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 267. And we're starting things off with this from the Louisville Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular in Louisville, Kentucky. It's time to get pumped because Louisville Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular has returned for 2023 and runs every night through October 31st. The popular Halloween event takes guests along a 1/3 mile trail through the woods of historic Iroquois Park to view over 5,000 hand-carved pumpkins during this nightly art show. The Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular ticket purchase directly supports the nonprofit Parks Alliance of Louisville and their community-driven projects in Louisville's 120-plus public parks and community centers. Find tickets and more info at jackolanternlouisville.org. We have this from Screams in the Dark Haunted Attraction in Kalkaska, Michigan. Join us on the most magical night of the year to celebrate Halloween. We'll be hosting our first annual Black Hollow trick-or-treating event at our new location. We'll be transforming Blackwood Hollow into a family-friendly experience for one night only. Sure to delight both the young and the old alike, take a walk through our ghost town, dare to knock on the mansion door for treats, then take a stroll through our trails, stopping along the way at several stops to gather candy. Meet our cast of creatures as they dress in their favorite retro Halloween costumes and experience the sights and sounds of Halloween. This is a free event for anyone wanting to attend. Note, this event will be subject to weather. Get more information at evernighthaunt.com. We have this update from the Evansville Nightmare Factory in Evansville, Indiana. Hello, I just want to let you know that we will not be able to open this Halloween season due to some technicalities with the city. That being said, we will be teaming up with another haunt this Halloween season, Henderson Haunts, to help them out while we work through these issues with the city. We'll also be focusing on our Christmas haunt and other holidays throughout the year, so stay tuned. Sorry for any inconvenience and hope to see you all in Henderson this year. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page. Facebook.com/Evansville Nightmare Factory. We have this from the Cambridge Halloween Bar Crawl coming to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Come one, come all to the spookiest and craziest Halloween event of the season on October 28th. Our Halloween extravaganza is sure to delight and fright all who attend. With a variety of spine-tingling activities, there's something for everyone in our haunted celebration, but that's not all. Our Halloween bar crawl also includes food, drinks, good times, and plenty of opportunities for trick-or-treating the night away, bar to bar, of course. With the atmosphere electrifying at each venue, you won't want to miss out on this haunted trail. One of the best parts of our Halloween event is the costume contest. Creep crawlers, come dressed in your scariest or most creative costumes, from zombies to ghastly ghosts, and the winner receives a prize. It's always great to see what people come up with. What will you be crawling in? Of course, you must be 21 years of age or older. Get tickets and more information at pubcrawls.com. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor C.J. Graham to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 17th through the 19th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel and Conference Center in Rosemont. Graham is best known to horror fans for playing the role of Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives. He's also appeared in Highway to Hell and many other roles. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from Terror on the Trail in Henderson, Kentucky. We need 200 volunteers each night of our event to make sure we can provide the biggest and best nonprofit haunted trail in the history of Evansville, Henderson, and Owensboro. So grab your friends, with their consent of course, and head on over to our volunteer form on our website and get involved. Be here October 20th or 21st at 4 p.m. and the event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. There are several reasons to volunteer. You'll be helping families with severely ill children. You'll be joining the ranks of an extremely passionate and talented group of people. There's free food twice a night and great networking opportunities. Make great memories with friends. Oh, and of course, you get to scare the hell out of people. Get more information at terrorontheTrail.org. We have an update to the Texas Frightmare Weekend 2024 coming to Irving, Texas. We're excited to reveal our first 2024 guest announcement. Please join us in welcoming Warwick Davis for our upcoming May 17th through the 19th event. Warwick will be appearing all 3 days for autographs and pro photo ops. VIP and discount general admission tickets are already on sale, and more guest announcements will be coming soon. For more info, please see the complete announcement schedule at TexasFrightmareWeekend.com. We have a little film news regarding the Terrifier movies coming to 4K, Ultra High Def, and Blu-ray. This comes to us via Collider.com. One of the best modern slashers to come around in the last decade has been the Terrifier series from director Damien Leone. Terrifier 2 set the box office ablaze last Halloween, and Terrifier 3 is releasing next year. Art the Clown is on every horror fan's mind because of that. Now, ahead of Terrifier 2's re-release in November, Art's getting a new 4K Blu-ray Steelbook collection from ESC Distribution. The collection will feature all three nightmares Art has appeared in. This includes Terrifier, Terrifier 2, and All Hallows' Eve. The release will be a four-disc set with one 4K and three Blu-rays. Presumably, Terrifier 2 will get a 4K and Blu-ray, while Terrifier and All Hallows' Eve will just be on Blu-ray. Terrifier 3 does not have a concrete release date yet, but the slasher is filming this winter with a planned late 2024 release window. Until then, Terrifier 2 is returning to theaters starting November 1st. Visit ESC-distribution.com for info on how to order your box set. We have this interesting news on the second annual Spirits of the Silent City event coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Forest Home Cemetery and Caper Company presents an immersive after dark experience with professional actors portraying residents of Milwaukee's oldest, largest cemetery. During October, some of Forest Home Cemetery's most notable residents will slip through the veil, separating the living and the dead, to settle some unfinished business. Visitors will be guided through gravesite scenarios to learn some stories from the Silent City and help some tortured souls find peace. Meet Mrs. Wright, the eccentric first wife of Frank Lloyd Wright. Dr. Laura Ross Wolcott, the state's first female physician. Ezekiel Gillespie, the black man who helped secure suffrage rights for African Americans in the state, a bickering group of beer barons, and many, many more. Despite the spooky silhouettes of tombstones and the cemetery's canopy of trees, this After Dark event is designed to entertain and enlighten, not frighten. Happening October 19th through the 22nd, get tickets and more information at ForestHomeCemetery.com. We have this news from the annual Halloween Bash coming to Brainerd, Minnesota. Get ready for the spooktacular event of the year, Join us at the Halloween Bash at the Northern Pacific Center on October 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a day filled with thrilling adventures and family fun. We've got it all. Hayrides through the property, enchanting Halloween Town trick-or-treating, blazing bonfires, bouncy houses, traveling art pubs, a petting zoo, outdoor market, food trucks, and enchanting face painting for all ages. It's only $5 for admission, and kids ages 3 and under are free. But that's not all. We're on the hunt for nonprofits to join our trick-or-treating extravaganza, decorate a facade in our Halloween Town, and pass out candy to kiddos. The best decorated facades will win a cash prize. Visit northernpacificcenter.com/Halloween for more information. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Our magical behind-the-scenes tour at Dark Hour returns. This is an expert-guided tour of Dark Hour hosted by some of the key designers. Explore the world of Dark Hour with full lights-on access, then dive into the backstage area and see how your nightmares are created. Select the Sunday of your choice and reserve your tour today. Reservations are required. Backstage tour tickets must be purchased in advance online. These tours are about 3 hours long, and they only happen on Sundays. More information at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have this news on the Black Cat Ball coming to Denver, Colorado. On October 21st, join us for Denver's Black Cat Ball, an epic Halloween party like no other. Enjoying the live music of Blinker Fluid, wear your costume, dance, eat, drink, and enjoy the Halloween spirit, all to benefit the cats and kittens of the Feline Fix. Decked out for the spooky season, you'll party and mingle from 7 to 10 p.m. inside the gorgeous two-level foyer of the Denver Art Museum. There will be a costume contest, large, silent, and live auction, a black cat specialty drink, and the opportunity to grab one of 30 black cat collectibles. We expect this party to sell out with only 350 guests, so don't wait and purchase your tickets or your sponsorship today. To purchase tickets or sponsor the event, visit denversblackcatball.org. And finally, we have this news from the Terror Ship Massacre Halloween Haunted Ship coming to Los Angeles. Get ready for a spine-chilling experience at the Terror Ship Massacre Halloween Haunted Ship. Join us at 3011 Minor Street in San Pedro for a night of frights and thrills like no other. This in-person event will leave you trembling with fear as you navigate through the haunted ship. Brace yourself for heart-pounding scares, terrifying surprises, and bone-chilling encounters. Dress up in your scariest costume and prepare to face your worst nightmares. Don't miss out on this hair-raising adventure. Book your tickets now and get ready to scream. Terror Ship Massacre the movie is coming soon, and be the first to tour the ship and experience the horror. Scariest tour ever, we dare you to take the tour. Get more information on the Terror Ship Massacre Facebook page. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com.
That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we sit back and relax and enjoy Haunt Season 2023, hopefully you've been out there and been able to enjoy at least a couple of haunts out there, some haunted attractions, some pumpkin patches, all the wonderful things that fall has to offer. The temperatures are definitely starting to drop a little bit in many parts of the country. And of course, we hope you're having no issues going to these various haunts, because, you know, this is the only time of the year you really get to go. Take advantage while you can. And one of the people out there that makes sure that it is an easy experience to get your tickets to whatever local haunted attraction or national haunted attraction you're going to is, of course, our very fine sponsor of the Roundtable of Terror, Haunt Pay, and its CEO/Big Cheese, Alex Linnebrink, who is up in the Michigan area. Alex, we just wanted to check in on you. How's Haunt Pay doing this year?
Hey, Drew, thanks for checking in. It is a crazy year, crazy time of year, as always, as you know, as all the haunters out there know, and that side of things. You know, it's all hands on deck every hour of the day, of every day. But it's going awesome. So far, we're seeing great numbers this year. The average haunt on our platform is up just under 6%, so 5.98% when I checked it this morning here. So that's positive. Anytime the average haunt on the platform is up year over year, that's a plus in my book. So we're hoping for some good weather, you know, year on out to keep those numbers up.
Now, when we had you on the show last, which I believe was in January on the roundtable, you were talking about some new things that Haunt Pay was going to implement this year. Refresh our memory. What were some of the new things that were being rolled out for 2023, and how are those being put to the test, shall we say?
Yeah, I think a lot of what we did this year is focused on, I mean, I probably should be saying this every time, but a lot of it is focused on customer feedback, you know, the feedback from the haunts that we have, and helping them reach more fans and sell more tickets. So some of the things that we did this year, we revamped our Google Analytics integration. I'll put on my nerd glasses for a second here, you know. It's nerdy stuff, but this is the sort of thing that helps you run ads more effectively and efficiently. So we revamped our Google Analytics integration to implement the latest of Google Analytics 4 and all that. And all this really means is, yeah, you can run better ads and see more data than you could before on the transactions coming through your platform. It's real easy to embed that. And we have a couple hundred, you know, folks that have actually taken advantage of that. So that's one of our widest used new features. Same for Meta. I know everybody probably still knows them as Facebook and Instagram and whatever, but Meta, the parent company of those, they have their own ads platform and analytics platform, and we revamped our integration there too. So all those people that you see advertising on Facebook, they're probably, you know, taking advantage of that. So those are a couple of things that are helping people, you know, sell more tickets there and advertise more effectively. We have a new email notifications feature that's going well. People are using it to keep their fans notified when weather changes. On the analytics side, actually not the analytics side, the Google side, back to that for a second. We have a new integration with Google event experience thing that they, you know, saw we're a ticketing company. They invited us to their beta hub. And what it means basically is that you could have a search. Somebody could search for your haunted attraction, and there could literally be like a like click here for tickets button in the search results or on that right hand pane that's under stuff. And it's going to be automatic if you're using us. Hopefully, the weird thing there is Google like never tells you why or what the rhyme or reason is of why they pick that data up or don't in a specific search. But we're seeing tens of thousands of searches where those are showing up. They are giving us some analytics, and people are clicking it too. So that makes it easier for people to find your stuff and buy, you know, right away, right from, you know, even that Google search there. So those are some things that are going on. We added some new, you know, stuff for comping tickets, for giving away complimentary tickets. Had some good feedback on that. We have some stuff I'm trying to think here. Oh, around local events. So one of the coolest features we have is the ability to actually, you know, hit submit on our back end there. It does cost $50 because it's with a third party that we work with, but if you hit, you know, advertise local or submit to local business directories, we have this really cool third party that we work with and we've integrated with. It'll send all the data from your event over to them. They'll submit you to every local event directory that they have a relationship with in your area. So it might be 15 or so. And these will be things like a local TV station, a radio station that might have an event directory, or Chamber of Commerce or Visitors Bureau, that sort of thing. Anything within like a 100-mile radius they can do. And you'll get listed on those. And those bring in tens of thousands of views. And they're actually in your area searching. So it's just another way to get people out in front of your haunted attraction. We have some AI stuff we added in, which is kind of cool. So we have hundreds of clients now actually using this feature that lets you optimize your event description. You just kind of click go, you know, magic optimize here. Just like ChatGPT stuff, but instead of like just making it sound good, our goal is to make it sell more tickets. So this keeps the haunter, you know, obviously haunters can override it. They can do their own, you know, descriptions, and a lot of them are better than the AI, right? But if you don't have time to do that or don't have that writing bug, you know, you can click that and it'll automatically make it sound really good and hopefully more enticing to the customer to click through and buy tickets for you. And then the last one is like we've added in, and I can think of off the top of my head, there's been a bunch of other, you know, updates and minor changes, but the last big one is Apple Wallet support. We had this request from a lot of fans that they just wanted to put their tickets on their you know, their watch, their Apple Watch, right on their phone. And then you could always pull up HauntPay tickets on your phone, but it wasn't necessarily integrated with that Apple Wallet stuff. Now it is, so that's streamlining check-in and making it easier for those customers to keep track of their tickets. So those are just a few things off the top of my head here, but they're really good ones that have been being used a lot as time goes on. Yeah.
And you said earlier, you know, haunts are up an average of almost 6% that are using your platform. So obviously these are working, and obviously these are successes that are going around basically at haunts all over the country. So, you know, congratulations on having those things work, and thanks to all the haunts that are using your service and other services that are making it so much easier to get your tickets and everything. You know, I've worked with a bunch of haunts this season already, actor training and stuff, and a couple of them are saying this is the first year we're doing time ticketing, and you know, I've inquired about them since their opening weekend, and everyone so far has said time ticketing has been a major success. You know, it's cut down on, you know, traffic as far as, you know, lines coming down the road because everyone's no longer having to scramble to get there before they, quote, sell out.
100%,
or you know, they do get there a little bit early. They're able to, you know, hang around the midway and the concession stands as opposed to waiting in line. So that's a great thing, and you know, time ticketing really, I guess, came into play during COVID, and I don't really know of a lot of people that are dropping time ticketing now that that's over.
That's very true.
You know, I'm sure there are a few that have that say we're just going to go back to the old ways now, but you know, it just seems that you know, this is the way of the future, and you know, there's no way of getting around it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, we were pitching, you know, give us credit, Drew. We were pitching time ticketing way before COVID.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
but no, you're absolutely right. That's when people started using it, you know, more so. Like, before COVID, it was nuts, man. It was like maybe 20% a month. I have the numbers somewhere. These are, I'm guessing this isn't accurate. But it was like 20% a month, you know, pre-COVID. And then during COVID, it was like 80% a month. And now it's like maybe backed off a little bit, but we've kept a lot of that, you know. So a lot of haunted attractions are still using time ticketing to get in things. In fact, I think it's around half right now of all haunts that we've surveyed. So like we do that annual report that we do, that state of the industry report. And most haunts out there, about half of them, a little over, are still using time ticketing. But a lot of them have also switched over to virtual queues. And that's something you can kind of use instead of time ticketing in some ways to keep people from waiting in line. But I think the big lesson here is that guests tend to spend more money when they're not waiting in line. You know, some people have those concession stands lined up right with their line. Good, you've optimized things. But in general, if somebody is waiting in line, that's when they're going to leave bad reviews because they're getting bored and that sort of thing. That's when they're not spending more money at your haunt, at your concessions, at your mini games, at your, you know, merchandise tables, that sort of thing. So you want to keep them moving around and you want to have the shortest lives possible. Time ticketing helps with that. So it helps with guest satisfaction, helps with additional revenue. Virtual queues help with that when they get a text message when it's time for their group to go, because again, they're able to roam until they get that text message. And online ticketing in general, you know, helps with that, you know, cut down lines by having one less line in person, right? They don't have to buy tickets in person. They can buy online. And by the way, you know, you've heard this stat over and over, and it changes in percentage a little bit from year to year. But last year, guests spent an average of 61% more when they were completing that purchase online versus at the door, which blows me away. You know, I don't know what the psychology is, but I do know, like, those people are you know, calling their buddies and buying an extra ticket. They're hitting that upsell button. They're adding on that T-shirt or concessions credit, whatever it is, to get that total transaction volume up there. So that's pretty cool.
One of the things that I've seen on your social medias is, especially, you know, on the weekends, you've posted some things saying, you know, here's how many people are on HauntPay right now buying stuff. And I'm like,
yeah.
Where are you? Are you in some kind of like war room with giant screens everywhere? I mean, how are you finding out all this information? Because I find that fascinating.
We do have some dashboards. And if you asked Kat, my fiance, you know Kat, if you asked her if I'm in some war room, she would probably say yes, because I do have like this extra wide monitor and another monitor next to it. And sometimes I got my laptop and my phone going too. But I do. I keep these dashboards up there that update from our database in real time and other sources like Google Analytics and things that are tracking all of this. I can tell you, like, right now we have 1,130 events active and selling tickets. And, you know, right now we have 1,373 people on the site. That's current visitors. But I think what you saw was when we hit our all-time high. We had never broken 5,000 people on the site at the same time, and we did. And this is not over a 24-hour period. This is at the same time we had about 5,300 people on the site on Saturday buying tickets. It's the most ever traffic we've had, which is nuts. So of course we're tracking everything. We're tracking response times of our systems, and of course we've got extra people, you know, handling any customer support issues that come in, which a lot of times, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, when you were working with haunts and stuff like that. A lot of times it's people asking, can I wear high heels? Or can I bring my 3-year-old kid? You know, is it too scary for them? That's a lot of our customer support requests that are coming in. But when you're selling millions of tickets, those add up over time. So it's a blast watching all these numbers rise. Yeah, so we hit over 5,000 people at one time for the first time. And I think we had 130,000 people on the site, you know, buying tickets over that entire day, that entire 24-hour period there. But wow. 5,300 and some, I can't remember exactly what it was, that were there at exactly the same time, which is crazy to me.
Wow, congratulations. And I can only imagine what it's going to be this weekend with a Friday the 13th.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And again, getting closer, you know, we've still got three more weekends in October. I can only imagine the numbers that you're probably going to see pop up. And, oh, yeah. My goodness, you know, will you hit 6,000, 10,000? Who knows? It's turning out to be a pretty decent season from the people that I've seen, and it's only been going on a couple of weeks from most people's perspective. So I'm very interested to see how you're able to handle it. Do you have a maximum number of people that you can take on the site at once, or is it basically unlimited?
we have not tested that far. You know, there's always a maximum, right? Like, that's what the Taylor Swift sagas with Ticketmaster have figured out, that there is always a maximum at some point in time. But we do not know our maximum. We definitely have a lot of room to go. I'll tell you that. You know, we keep very close track of our system and how it's performing and the resources, and it was running great on Saturday. We had, you know, zero hiccups, zero slowdowns, you know, on our side of things. And, you know, so we can take a lot more traffic than we had there. So we do not plan on maxing out any of that, but I'm sure if we had, you know, a million people online at the same time, something might break.
Oh, sure.
In one of those games is there.
Have there been any complaints or any consistent, you know, issues that have been going on over the past couple of weekends with people calling in or ordering?
I mean, there's always the weather stuff, you know? So, like, I think that's one of the big things that we've seen externally, you know, and sadly we don't have that much control of, but there was a lot of flooding, right,
yes.
A weekend ago in New York and that sort of stuff, and a lot of canceled events as a result, And we're trying to help all those events figure out what they're going to do with these cancellations. Are they going to refund them? Are they going to, you know, push their tickets to different times? Obviously, nobody wants to give the money back if they can keep the people coming, but you got to keep those customers happy too. So a lot of the haunts are trying to give options, you know, to those folks and still, you know, make sure that they're not losing a ton of money at those times. And we feel for them, right? Like if you're, you know, planning on being open 5 weekends this year and all of a sudden 1 weekend is basically out or half of that weekend is basically out. Like if it's even half of it, that's a tenth of your time running. Like that hurts as a haunt. So we're just trying to work with those to make it as efficient as possible to notify everybody that's out there, get them rescheduled to new times, that sort of thing. But yeah, I'd say that's the biggest one that keeps coming up, right? And
sure.
There's not a lot we can do about it except try to help where we can.
Yeah, how dare it rain on a weekend in October anywhere in the United States. Jeez, the audacity. But,
I agree.
Yeah, totally. You are going to be, along with your parent company, Passages, you are going to be at the IAPA show in November. What's anything that you're going to be debuting or bringing out for the first time?
Yeah, we'll be showcasing some new stuff there. So we have actually been working on a big revamp on how some of our back-end stuff works. So we'll be showcasing some improvements on that side that make it easier to set up events, easier to get to some data that we've got back there. We'll also be showing off some improvements to the virtual queues, which is one thing that we've actually improved quite a bit this year. We've added some new functionality. We've got some functionality around boarding groups, so kind of like that Disney-esque style where you can have a bunch of people that you enter at the same time, like a flat number of people, 50 people that you enter at the same time. Kind of like time ticketing, but you do it through that virtual queue, so they're getting notified by text message when it's their turn. And so that's a really cool functionality that we've got built up that, again, hopefully keeps people spending less time in line. And we've got a lot of stuff that's non-haunted, I would say. So a lot of the family entertainment centers and sports and some other things that we work with that are open for more extended seasons, we'll do things like season passes or, you know, some sort of recurring subscription membership type thing. We've got a lot of cool functionality that we're bringing out around those things too. So if you're interested in any of that, whether you're a haunt or not a haunt, you know, doing things that are haunted some parts of the year but non-haunted the rest of the year, we do have that non-haunted brand Passage. We'll be at IAPA. We'd love to chat with you there or any other time. Feel free to reach out at any other time. We're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Absolutely. So when are haunts going to start putting out season passes? I think that is a veritable untapped resource there.
Well, we certainly have a few that are already doing that. And it's growing to be more and more every year. So I think, you know, this year it's probably just around 20 or so that are doing season passes. But I want to see more and more of that. The ones that are doing it seem to be very successful with it. What you find is that, you know, basically your biggest fans are able to support you. They're able to give you the extra support they want and not worry about, you know, being able to come or sell out, you know, things being sold out. And what happens? Did they show up 30 days in a row? No, they show up 4 of those days, right? Something like that. And it's the same thing that Cedar Point or, you know, Universal or whatever banks on. Like they try to, a lot of times, I know Cedar Point, you know, they're very aggressive with that. They try to schedule that so that if you come 3 times, it's better to have a season pass. And it's encouraging you to get back there, and they hope you're spending money doing other things, of course, while you're there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's the right formula, you know, 3 times and you'd be making out money on it, but I think that's a good rule of thumb, not a bad rule of thumb on that stuff. Yeah, I want to see more and more of that. I want to see some recurring subscriptions. But more than anything, I want to see some of these haunts off open for more extended seasons. That is a trend we're seeing every year. We're seeing haunts start earlier. We had a haunt start in August this year. This is the first time ever that we've seen anybody that was actually open the last weekend in August. But more and more are starting earlier in September, more and more going later into November. All of this stuff is great, and it enables things like those season passes to have even more value.
Absolutely. And of course, before we wind this up, I would be remiss if I didn't offer you congratulations on making Crean's Detroit Magazine's 40 Under 40 list, which I believe came out just last week.
Thank you, Drew. I really appreciate it. It's a really cool honor, especially in Detroit. It's one of the biggest, you know, business awards that's there. And obviously that's, you know, is my name on it, but it's really for our whole team. Like, we've got an incredible team that's helping our haunt clients and our non-haunted clients year round. We've got 15 full-time team members. We have another 4 that we add seasonally during this time of year, you know, to take on the extra load there, be here nights and weekends for the haunted attractions. They're all killing it. And of course we have the best clients in the world too. So, you know, thanks to all those haunts and other events that are using our platform and helping us be successful with all this and helping us go out and serve more events. We love it.
Well, it seems like you guys are just having a bang-up year. And again, congratulations not only on your award, but on the what seems to be at least on track to be a very, very successful year, not only for haunt pay, but for passages as well. For people wanting more information, maybe you're a haunt that has just really kind of been on the fence about time ticketing or virtual queues or anything like that. Probably a little too late this season to do it, but maybe laying down the groundwork for 2024 and you're not ready to go to IAPA yet, maybe you are, where can they get that information on websites and social medias, or maybe visit a trade show like Transworld, IAPA, or other places? Where can they find out more about haunt pay?
Yeah, and if anybody's having a bad experience, we'll get you set up today if you do want to make the switch even late in the season. Ooh. But yeah, find us at hauntpay.com. I'm at alex@hauntpay.com, and you can also, you know, hit up like info@hauntpay.com. We got a lot of stuff, support@hauntpay.com if you need that. But you can also find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all those. And it's just at hauntpay. For non-haunted stuff, check out gopassage.com, gopassage.com. And as far as the side of the trade shows, we will be at IAPA coming up. We will be at Transworld. We'll be at Midwest Haunters. We'll be at the New England one that we've got going on there, and probably more, you know, once we haven't got our full schedule intact last the next year. But we'd love to see you at any of those. Yeah.
And, of course, we thank you again so much for being a very proud sponsor of the Roundtable of Terror on the Big Scary Show. Alex Linnebrink is the CEO of Haunt Pay Passages. Lots of ticketing options out there, folks. You know, I didn't know this, but apparently if you're still having issues and you're still just doing cash only, whatever, you might want to go to hauntpay.com and have him set you up, because he says he can do it today. So, once again, thanks, Alex, for taking the time out to speak with us here on Big Scary News. We wish you nothing but success for this, and hopefully we might see you at IAPA down in Florida next month.
Sounds great. Thanks a ton, Drew.
Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.